Good morning, good people. It is 12th July 2020. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 55 verses 10 to 11. The second reading is from Romans chapter 8 verses 18 to 23 and the gospel from Matthew chapter 13 verses 1 to 23. Our generous receptivity to the word of God allows us to be fruitful. We all go through these four spiritual journeys of human life, such as the wayside, the rocky ground, the thorny ground, and the rich soil. The sower is God, the seed is grace. The word of God is compared with the seed. The purpose of the word of God is to bring change and growth in each one of us. We all can make a difference when we respond to the word of God generously. In the first reading, we are taught that the word of God accomplishes the purpose for which it comes into our lives. The passage brings out the untiring endeavors of the divine sower and the unfailing power of the word of God. God does not discriminate in planting. Jesus, the word of God, Father, accomplishes the salvific plan of God for which he was sent. John chapter 1 verse 14. God loves fruitfulness. There is a story goes like this. Repeated award-winning farmer who used to distribute the best seed corn to his neighboring farmers was asked by an interviewer how could he distribute the best seed corn that is priceless and the secret of his success. His reply was amazing and thought-provoking. He said, "The wind picks up pollen from the ripening corn and swirls it from field to field. If my neighbors grow inferior corn, cross-pollination will affect the quality of my corn. If I am to grow good corn, I must help my neighbors grow good corn." God's grace and mercy is for all of us. When our willingness, openness, collaboration, gratitude mingle with the word of God, we bring out the person, the image God desires in our lives. In our personal life, in our families, and in our community, there are so many resources available daily for listening and assimilating the word of God. Every seed goes through an enormous struggle to root, fruit, and reroot. The people of Israel are like the seeds during their captivity. They had fallen, were buried, trodden upon, and choked, but they reached the promised land. They were able to bear much fruit to the proportion of their cooperation and response. In the second reading, St. Paul urges us to go through pain and inconveniences to bring the best out of ourselves. Quote, "The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us." Unquote. Romans chapter 8 verse 18. Without adequate formation, there is no transformation in us. He records that the struggles of the seed will not go in vain. The growth of the seed is incomparable with the pain and inconveniences the seed had to go through. The longing to be the best of ourselves comes when we are willing to wean out from our false attachments of our stubbornness and refusal to listen. The parable from the gospel is about the seed and the soil. The kind of heart our disposition makes us to see effectively. Jesus speaks about four kinds of soil. There are so many kinds of listeners we encounter in the process of learning and healing. The word of God highlights four kinds of listeners found in our spiritual life. One that is rich and collaborative to the seed, that is fruitful and rewarding. The rest must go through a drastic change to allow the seed to produce its potency. As there are four seasons, so there are four mindsets in each one of us. These four spiritual conditions are found in each one of us. Whatever the condition and preparedness, God is not tired of sowing the seed through the word of God. Despite all challenging conditions, the word of God will bear its fruit. May the good Lord bless each one of us that we may be able to bear fruit in cooperating with the plan of God. God bless you. Have a good day.